With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Starting today, you can expect revised fees for driving licenses. However, they won't be as high as previously announced following, quote, further review of the fee structure and implementation arrangements. The revised fee structure reduces the previously approved fees for non-Caymanian full driver's licenses and introduces discounted rates for Caymanians purchasing longer-term licenses. Instead of being, quote, approximately 8 times the Caymanian rate, the new non-Caymanian full driver's licensing fees have fallen to approximately 3 times the applicable rate. So, for example, a full 10-year license will now cost $200 for Caymanians and $750 for non-Caymanians. Under the previously announced plan, it would have been $250 for Caymanians and $2,000 for a non-Caymanian. And Caymanians purchasing 3, 5, and 10-year licenses will get discounts of 10%, 15%, and 20% respectively, a, quote, more balanced position. The National Coalition for Caymanians Administration says a reduction in the proposed license fees would not negatively impact government revenues and also provides residents of Caymanians with some cost of living relief. The latest DBDL guidance also confirms that customers 65 years or older are eligible for a reduced fee, including non-Caymanian senior citizens. Cabinet approves 3 bills to go before the House at the next debate. Here's CIGTV's Takia Smith.
The measures cover notaries public, spent conviction, and legal cooperation with United States authorities. The Notary Public Amendment Bill significantly raises the bar for who can serve. Under the proposal, only Caymanians under the age of 80 will qualify to become NPs. Experience requirements will increase to 6 years for managers and 5 years for lawyers and accountants. Non-lawyer notaries will have to complete mandatory training and carry professional indemnity insurance. The penalty for a lapsed appointment will jump to $750, alongside strict new confidentiality rules. A companion measure, the Criminal Record Spent Convictions Amendment Bill, adds notaries to the list of people who must disclose expunged convictions. Finally, the Mutual Legal Assistance Bill with the United States moves oversight from the Chief Justice to the Attorney General. It also protects the Caymanian Authority from civil lawsuits unless officials are proven to act in bad faith. All 3 bills head to the House alongside a number of other legislations for lawmakers to debate at the end of September.
In regional news, a police investigation has been launched into the death of a British man in the Caribbean after a private post-mortem examination found it was a homicide. Authorities in Grenada originally ruled Andrew Donald Frederick's death was accidental and his body was returned to the United Kingdom. The 47-year-old died on January 4, 2026. A senior coroner said the Metropolitan Police has now been investigating his death and that inquest proceedings have been suspended pending the outcome of the investigation. Frederick's family attended West London Coroner's Court via video link on Tuesday. It's understood there is ongoing diplomatic discussions with the authorities in Grenada. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. Israel's Defense Minister Yisrael Katz says a senior member of Hamas has been captured. He gave no further details, but Palestinian officials told the BBC the Israelis had targeted Hamas internal security. Palestinian medics say Israeli airstrikes carried out in apparent support of the operation in Gaza City killed at least 2 children and a woman. President Masoud Pezeshkian says Iran will immediately reciprocate if the US returns to its commitments under an interim peace deal signed in June. He said Iran, unlike the US, had a brilliant record of fulfilling its international commitments. Britain's former Prime Minister Keir Starmer has announced he'll stand down as a Member of Parliament. Sir Keir resigned as Prime Minister earlier in the summer, with Andy Burnham replacing him. Zambia's President Hakainde Hichilema has been sworn in for a second term following last month's disputed election. The ceremony in Lusaka was attended by several African leaders. Nearly 22,000 people have fled fighting in Sudan's Blue Nile state in the past week. The UN says many are sheltering in schools, while others have moved to the state capital. Extreme heat is continuing to break records across parts of Asia and Europe. India says it experienced its hottest August since records began in 1901. Western Europe recorded its hottest June and July combined. BBC News.